We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KMX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton. It is our top local story now. HUD Secretary Ben Carson will be in Long Beach today to tour a public housing development and make an announcement. Let's go live to Long Beach now. KMX 1070's Margaret Carrero.
The announcement about a grant will be to representatives of the Los Angeles County Development Authority, but precisely what it will entail remains to be seen. Today's visit comes just one day after Secretary Carson was at USC. He took part in a panel discussion there on solutions to homelessness. At the event, he said the federal government would soon unveil its own plan, asking every church, synagogue, and mosque in the country to adopt a homeless person or a homeless family with the goal of making them self-sufficient. He also said that HUD will be using more than $2 billion to support local organizations around the country that provide a continuum of care for homeless people. The HUD secretary has been on a bus tour that's called Driving Affordable Housing Across America. He and LA Mayor Eric Garcetti have also been in talks to bring federal aid for homelessness to the city in the form of land and potential money, but it's unclear when that may actually materialize. Reporting live in Long Beach, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meanwhile, lots of California lawmakers are not happy with Governor Newsom's new plan to fight the state's homelessness problem. The plan would create a system of regional administrators to oversee $750 million in new funding. One of the lawmakers opposed to the plan is San Francisco Assemblymember Phil Ting. He says it does not do enough to address the underlying causes of homelessness.
At a time where we have unparalleled economic prosperity, we seem to have more and more people who just can't seem to pay their bills.
Right now, state money for homeless programs is given directly to cities and to counties. The governor's new plan would change that by having the money administered on a regional basis. Despite all the unknowns about the coronavirus and how it spreads, the Centers for Disease Control says today the threat to Americans remains low. Let's get a live update from KNX 1070's Craig Figner.
Yeah, it remains low despite the fact that there's the 15th coronavirus patient on U.S. soil, started showing symptoms after being rescued from Wuhan, said to be receiving isolated treatment in San Antonio, Texas. The CDC's top doc also said just recently that she was very alarmed to learn this morning that more than 1,700 Chinese healthcare workers have become infected with coronavirus.
We need to be pristine in our healthcare setting to make sure that our healthcare workers are safe.
CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier also suggested that the U.S. can help in China, but could not say if help has actually been requested by China.
I believe that we have great expertise here at CDC, and I hope that we can use it to support our Chinese colleagues. The citizens of Wuhan are suffering. Our work here in the United States is to contain the virus.
Currently, more than 600 people are in quarantine in the U.S. at U.S. military bases because of possible coronavirus exposure.
The state audit is blasting the LAPD for the way it collects camera images of license plates, saying it endangers the privacy of drivers. The California auditor now calling for big changes in policy. ACLU attorney Mohammed Tajzar tells KNX the department should be deleting most of this data immediately rather than keeping it for 5 years.
99.9% of all of the records collected don't relate to any criminal investigation. So of the 320 million hits, only about 400,000 have anything to do with crime. We should demand that the LAPD delete those records.
The LA Police Chief Michael Moore, in a letter to the auditors, said the department does want to protect privacy and is taking additional steps to address the auditors' concerns. Kobe Bryant's public memorial service will be held just over a week from now, February 24th, at Staples Center, where he played for so many years. Today, we expect to learn more details about that service.
We should find out who will be speaking at the memorial and singing singing, but we should also learn more about how the public can possibly attend. TMZ says one option being considered is charging $24.02 for upper bowl seats at Staples, and then Kobe's family would donate all the proceeds to charity. The 24, of course, honors Kobe. The 2 honors his daughter. People here at LA Live think it's a good idea. They'd go.
Yeah, I would.
Why?
Because I'm a Laker fan.
If I was free and I had the money, I would go to that. Yeah, that sounds good.
When the tickets are printed, efforts would be made to prevent them from being resold at high prices, being scalped. This morning, Kobe's former teammate Shaq was on the Today Show talking about Kobe.
A guy who helped me become as big as I am, and we will always be forever linked.
Kobe and Gigi were laid to rest last week in a private ceremony. At Staples Center, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
And KNX will have comprehensive coverage of the memorial service both inside and outside Staples Center, including street closures, and we'll bring you the ceremony live as well. Again, that is coming up a week from this coming Monday.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com. Radio.com and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.